I'm Michael Curry from IBM Information Integration Solutions Market Management, and this is an IBM podcast. Most key business initiatives cannot succeed without effective integration of information. Critical business initiatives such as single view of customer, business intelligence, mergers and acquisitions consolidations, and Basel II and Sarbanes-Oxley compliance require consistent, complete, and trustworthy information. Because of this, the corporate view of information architecture is changing. No longer do companies view their information as something subordinate to applications and processes. Instead, information is becoming the key to business innovation. In fact, the 2006 IBM CEO survey found that organizations that were highly effective in integrating information were 5 times more likely to drive value creation than those who were poor at it. Companies can leverage information to improve their processes, collaborate better with partners and customers, and to reduce their risk. According to IBM survey results, over 60% of CEOs believe their organizations need to do a better job leveraging the information they have. However, there are many technical hurdles that make this a difficult proposition. Although most companies already possess the information required for innovation, they are often unable to get it when and where they need it. The reason for this is that most enterprise information environments are very complex, having grown over time on a project-driven basis. When we talk to our customers, they communicate 4 key technical problems they face within this complexity. Often they tell us that they have too much information and it's difficult to gauge what's important. These organizations know that there's a great deal of valuable information locked away in various databases and systems throughout their businesses, but the organization has no easy way of using this information to improve the business, or to compete more effectively, or even to innovate. Often we see retail companies, for example, failing to use demand signals from their stores effectively to drive their supply chains. Across all industries, it's common to find that organizations aren't using customer analysis to tailor their marketing and sales activities. In other cases, entire classes of information are being ignored, like unstructured information from emails and documents, simply because they're too difficult and expensive to deal with. Another point we often hear is that organizations have multiple versions of the truth across their systems. This prevents them from being able to completely understand their customers and tailor their interactions accordingly. It also leads to supply chain collaboration problems, since suppliers and customers have differing concepts and definitions of products. It also causes difficulties when trying to comply with information-centric regulations, like Sarbanes-Oxley or Basel II, that require definitive information with associated proof. The third thing we hear about is a lack of trusted information. Organizations don't have trust in their information because the quality cannot be assured. Information is often inaccurate or incomplete, and the sources of the information are often uncertain. At the same time, companies want to control who has access to information. They want to understand how it is being used and govern sensitive information throughout its life cycle. And lastly, organizations tell us that information inflexibility inhibits their ability to respond quickly to change. They can't take advantage of new opportunities for innovation, and their costs of maintaining IT systems continuously escalate as the business demands change from systems that weren't built for change. It is to help companies deal with these types of issues that IBM is introducing the IBM Information Server. IBM Information Server is a revolutionary new software platform from IBM that helps organizations derive more value from the complex, heterogeneous information spread across their systems. IBM Information Server helps companies to integrate information so it can be accessed and used in new ways to drive innovation, increase operational efficiency, and lower risk. IBM Information Server is the industry's first comprehensive unified foundation for enterprise information architectures, capable of scaling to meet any information volume requirement. It combines together the technologies within the IBM Information Integration Solutions portfolio into a single unified platform, providing all of the functions necessary to easily understand, cleanse, transform, and deliver trustworthy and context-rich information across a heterogeneous systems environment. IBM Information Server enables metadata-driven integration, providing breakthrough productivity and flexibility for integrating and enriching information, and aligning business and IT around a shared understanding. It serves as a comprehensive, unified foundation for enterprise information architectures, scalable to any volume and processing requirement. It ensures auditable data quality as a fundamental building block for creating trusted information across the enterprise. It also allows organizations to create and manage consistent, reusable information services which can be shared throughout the enterprise to ensure consistent, reliable, and complete information is available whenever and wherever needed. This revolutionary platform enables IT teams to deliver these critical projects to market faster with higher quality results, but it also creates assets of understanding that carry forward to future projects, improving the agility and responsiveness of IT. Over the coming weeks, we'll be showcasing how the capabilities of this new platform can help IT teams be more successful through a series of interviews with the product management and product marketing teams for IBM Information Server. I hope you can join us for this exciting and informative podcast series. Please go to IBM.com for more details. For IBM Information Integration Solutions Market Management, this is Michael Curry. We look forward to hearing from you again soon.